RunDNA has an incredible range of running and walking footwear, apparel and accessories, catering for anyone who is looking for the right shoe and fit. They're trusted by podiatrists and physiotherapists right across Adelaide. The RunDNA fitter's advice is second to none. So if it's time for new walkers or runners, you can find RunDNA, 20 Manton Street, Hindmarsh, or the other location, 391 Fullerton Road at Fullerton. Both stores open 7 days a week, plenty of off-street parking. You can find them online as well, rundna.com.au. If you run or walk, then you need to RunDNA. Well, joining us now on the show are a pair of history makers, the first ever all-women commentary team for a South Australian football game. Beck Northcott and Eden Abbott have both joined us following on from their duo calling the West Adelaide versus Eagles game a couple of weeks ago. Beck, Eden, welcome to Hooked on Sport.
Hello, Ben. It's great to be on. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
How was it? How did you find calling a game together? I mean, this shouldn't really be a thing, should it? But it kind of is a thing. How did you find it working together, the sisterhood together?
Honestly, I just was so excited. I think, like, I had so much energy. Like, there was just something about it. As soon as we started working together and, you know, we were calling a women's game as well, it just felt like we just brought all these women together to celebrate women's footy. And I know it's hard to describe, but I just, like, my heart was racing. I just thought, like, this is so cool that we're doing this together.
Yeah, I completely agree. It was just like the sounds of the game calling women's sport. It just felt so right. I can't even explain the connection between us two. Like, yes, we commentate with male commentators and it's great and everything. Not like we don't have that connection with them. But this was just another, like, level and power. And it's surreal to think that 2025 was the first year this has happened.
Yeah. It is kind of like that, isn't it? That in my mind, I'm thinking we shouldn't be necessarily making such a big issue of this, but it's you're still the first, and it is very, very cool. You've sort of touched on it, but I am interested in how you found the chemistry worked between you. I mean, there is commentary duos or tandems that spend years and years and years working together to, I guess, create that level of synchronicity, if you like. How did you find working together for the first time for you two? How did that play out?
It kind of just came very naturally. I mean, like, we've met briefly before, but, you know, never, you know, we hadn't talked a whole lot. So you are sometimes a bit nervous about how it's going to go when you work with someone for the first time, but just instantly, like, felt comfortable. We had a bit of a chat about, you know, how to, you know, change over in between the call and that kind of thing. It just ended up flowing so naturally. I'll get you to talk about it as well, Eden, but it just felt like, you know, we were having a chat. We'd known each other for years and been working together for years. It all just sort of came together.
Yeah, and as you opened up the broadcast, I remember you saying, it's a Good Friday. It was literally Good Friday. And it's like, yes, this, and that was just like instantly from there, the sparks, like, between us. It's so strange to even describe it, but it just all connected. And I think just the way, as females, sometimes it can be struggle playing the game or people understanding that women have a place to be playing the game. So especially calling, it was nice to have familiarity and someone else's voice and passion. Like, Beck's passion and knowledge for the women's Sandful W is unparalleled to anyone else too.
Good morning and welcome to Hisense Stadium. We are here for round 5 of the Sandful Women's League for what is going to be an epic clash between West Adelaide and the Eagles, who are, of course, undefeated. I'm Beck Northcott. With me for this afternoon's game is going to be Eden Abbott. You heard it. There's two girls in the commentary box, and we are ready to go wild, aren't we, Eden?
Yeah, we sure are. And, in fact, we are making history today. So that is so exciting at Sandful level, two females. And what better way to celebrate women in footy by commentating a Sandful W game?
It's great. I'm excited. It's Good Friday. It is about to be a great Friday. Now, as we said, we've got West Adelaide and the Eagles. The Eagles having an absolute blinder of a season.
undefeated. Will today be the day it's going to come to an end, or will they just keep on keeping on? West Adelaide, 2 wins, 2 losses, and they just need to get out of that mid-zone of the ladder. They don't want to risk, you know, having to fight for their place in finals. A win today would just really give them a bit of confidence. What are you thinking, Eden?
That's exactly right. The thing is, the Eagles haven't played away from home this season, so this will be the real test. And can the Westies produce the upset of the season so far?
Well, yeah, that's it. And, you know, they've got nothing to lose. They've just got to keep pushing through. But, well, it's about 26 degrees out here, getting a bit toasty. But we are ready to go here. Do you want to kick us off, Eden?
Sure will. Beautiful day here at Hisense Stadium. Rocks go at it. Ball spills out. Can't be picked up cleanly. Who can get it out first? An impact clearance for the Westies. Well done for Kilpatrick. Just trying to work it out. Almost going to be a stoppage. Very hot footy at the minute, and it'll be wrapped up. Early pressure on. And who can strike first blood?
Yeah, just strong attack so far from West Adelaide there. They are straight in there, ready for it. Tonkin in the ruck, nice and attacking. Venning looking for it, just providing some support, wrapped up. Nice tackle there by Geekus. Back in the stoppage again. Cutting and Tonkin. Venning looking for it. She picks it up, can't get that clean disposal. Good fight in there from Lucy Moore for the Eagles, and the umpire says holding the ball.
Great pressure early from the Bloods. It's going to be an interesting ruck battle. Cutting is currently number one in the leaderboard for that, but she's also one for giving away frees, as we can see there. Great rebound 50 for the Eagles, leaving Blandon to work hard. One-on-one contest. Who can pick it up? Well done by Maxwell. Hot footy, turns around, has a bit of space, will kick it forward. Elects to go down the line, 2-on-2. We can see just high tackling pressure so far here at Hisense Stadium. 90 seconds gone and no score registered so far.
Aiden, I will start with you here. How did you get into play-by-play commentary? I mean, it's kind of like become the stereotype, isn't it, that a woman is the boundary rider, or it fills that void, and that's become very stereotypical position. But I'll start with you, and I'll be interested in your thoughts as well, Beck. What was the driver to get into play-by-play commentary in particular?
So I actually stumbled upon it on the Sandville website. I was looking for work experience as I was studying journalism in uni, and I was just like, oh, I'm going to register my interest. And the next day or straight away I heard back, and it's like, can you do this game next weekend? And I'm like, oh god, I don't have the credentials, I don't know really much about it. But I met John Nankerville, got to see what he did that weekend, and I just found it so fascinating. And it's probably, I don't know if Beck agrees, but you got to throw yourself in the deep end. That's the only way you learn, is by getting on the cans and literally just going for it. You learn as you do, and also shadowing a couple of the commentators. But it was probably 2021 when I stumbled upon that form.
Mm. Beck?
Yeah, so I think I wanted to, you know, just avoid going into, yeah, sort of that stereotypical box of, you know, women doing special comments, boundary writing, that thing, you know, like you said. And, you know, there's obviously great women that do that, and, you know, they do an awesome job. But I think there's definitely a place for more women to do play-by-play. And I, you know, I love sort of describing the game and what's happening. And, you know, one of the first games that I did, like, it wasn't Sandford, it was just my own local club in the amateur league. And, you know, I was talking about a lot of my friends, and so I was so excited to, you know, use their names and, you know, say, you know, so-and-so did this, and, you know, she's kicked a goal. And, you know, I could really bring myself into it because I knew the players. And, you know, I wasn't always super confident about it, I think, in Sandful, but I remember really distinctly at the start of last season, I did a game with Paul Bonzor, like Bonds from SEN, and he said, you know, what do you want to do, Beck? And I said, well, I really do want to focus on this play-by-play. And he said, well, you do it then. Like, it's, you know, it was even just having someone like him say, well, no, like, you know, do that, like just have a go at it. So I think it's also just having a bit of belief in yourself that you can do that sort of bit more, you know, specialized role.
Yeah, Paul Bonzo, friend of the show, good mate of mine, and honestly can call any sport. Very good with cricket, very good with football, yes. Does a great job with basketball as well. I've got a lot of time for Paul. Do either of you have a role model? Look, Kelly Underwood is the obvious one, if you like, but is there someone that you've not necessarily focused your own broadcast style around, but someone who you maybe have watched, observed, and taken pointers from?
I really like John Casey. He's probably one of my favourite commentators just to listen to. Like, I've always admired him, and I like how he can go between sports, and, you know, he just sounds like an expert on all of them. In terms of females, I really admire Alison Mitchell, and she does the cricket. I really like the way that she speaks and gets her point across as well. So, you know, I sort of tend to take a little bit more from other sports as well, sort of not always just footy. Like, you know, I like Jason Richardson, what he does with racing and his kind of energy. So I like to kind of pull, you know, this person, I like their knowledge, this person, I like their energy. And I really just, yeah, like to watch and pull different things from different commentators.
What about you, Eden?
Yeah, I'd probably say, even looking at cricket, Isha Guha. Like, for me, she's incredible. And looking back towards Bruce McAvaney, Dennis Kometty, I mean, they're just the sounds of the game. Like, how could you not want to be like them and take inspiration? The way they describe the play and everything is like poetry in motion. But a bit of everyone, especially the early days, John Nankerville, the way he can remember players and player IDs, unreal. Phil Aspinall, looking at all of his preparation and how he gets suited up for a game. So all of the Sandfall commentators, especially, they've probably, their advice, John Casey, yeah, like you said, Chris Kendall, they've all been there in the wings supporting us.
It's admirable, I find, that both of you have listed commentators from other sports, because I think that's the one thing we don't do very well as Australian footy fans, is look outside the box and start to think about how other sports like baseball or basketball broadcast their sport, and looking outside of Australia as well and going to the US and having a look at the way that other sports are broadcast. The other thing I think is beautiful, Alison Mitchell and Isha Guha, who you both identified, just such an efficiency of broadcasting. They don't waste words. They don't use 10 words when they only need to use 4 or 5. And I think in particular in the medium that you're in, which is television, being prepared to let the picture speak for themselves from time to time and just adding to it with the colour of your own language is really important. And they're beautiful examples of that. You talked about research. Has that been something that I think you do a little bit and you want a little bit? It's like Chinese food, isn't it? You have a bit and then you really feel like you want to get more and more and more and develop more and more knowledge. Do you find you're buried in research and watching old games in the lead up to whoever you're calling this coming week?
Yeah, you know, you sort of try your best not to, like, overload yourself, I think, as well. You know, there's sort of, you know, a fine line between not enough and, you know, too much. And, you know, you've got all this stuff in your head that you've thought about, and you know probably 90% of it you're never going to use. So, you know, it's about trying to, you know, think about some really solid things that are going to matter in the broadcast. You know, I try and start out with players that are really doing well at the moment for both teams and making sure I can identify them really strongly. And then, yeah, sort of trying to pick out things that people might find interesting as well. But I also don't want to sort of go overboard, and I just want to also just talk about the footy as well and what's happening in front of me. So, yeah, it's kind of, yeah, I don't know how you feel about it as well, Eden, but you can sort of, yeah, go and do pages and pages and pages. But at the end of the day, people also just want to know who's got the ball.
Yeah, I'd say probably player ID is the most difficult, especially because I do a lot of the under-18s, sometimes under-16s, development league. So especially with the under-18s boys, they could be signed up with, like, college, have scholarships. So you could have literally 15 new players different to the week before. So trying to learn their names or their numbers to their names, because most of the time you don't know what they look like because they don't have profile pictures like the senior men's do. And so you're really relying on them, the numbers especially, and especially when they kick a goal, for them to show you your number. their number, so you know who's actually kicked the goal.
This is an audio medium, so does it work? But you need a little bit of this from the from the players, don't you, to turn around and point their number to you, just to make things little bit simpler. Is it something that as you develop in this craft, you want to bring more of your personality? You made the point, Bec, you know, it's really important that people just know who's got the footy. But at the same time, do you want to sort of develop it? You talked about some of the greats, Cometti and McAvaney. I mean, their capacity to bring themselves to the broadcast is an innate skill. They are wonderful to listen to. Is that what you'd like to be able to develop?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I would, definitely like to bring a bit more of that. And, you know, I think I can get, you know, a bit in my head sometimes and just trying to, you know, get this right, get it going. But I think especially when I was working with Eden, I think just the way that we bounced off each other, it helped me to sort of bring more of myself out as well. So I think it depends who you're working with as well. And because especially in that game with Eden, I just felt like I could bring myself out a little bit more, and I got a little bit more excited. And I think I, you know, said things that, or not that were like silly or anything, but just, you know, let myself get a bit more excited and bring out my passion a bit more, because especially with the Sandful W, there's girls in some of the teams I've, you know, played with or played against, and or just know through footy. And so if they do something good, I tend to get really excited for them personally. So, you know, I do try and, you know, bring that out a little bit as well, but then without feeling like I'm, you know, being too biased towards anyone either.
Yeah, I'd agree. When you feel more comfortable, you feel like you can be more yourself. And I think with every game, I try to make like a storyline, if it's the underdogs or what's going on, trying to create that storyline and then bring myself and the co-commentator in too. I think it's a nice personal touch, because you are commentating footy. It's a bit of fun, like the boys or girls out there are having fun on the field too. So you better have fun for 2 hours, 2.5 hours that you're calling. So, yeah, it's just about trying to not tiptoe over that boundary where it's too far and too much, but because you need to realise that it is about the game. It's not about you. But that's just a common fact.
Probably why I'll never be a commentator. I'd make it all about me. Just to wrap things up, guys, Bec, just tell us where you're broadcasting on the weekend. What game have you got?
I'm actually doing an amateur league this weekend, so I'm out at Salisbury North doing the men's out there, so a bit of a trip for me, but they've got a great facility out there, so I sort of go a bit between, you know, Sandful and do some of the Adelaide Footy League if I'm not doing Sandful, so I'm going out there this weekend, so brand new lot of players to see and talk about.
And you, Eden?
I'll be working this weekend, so unfortunately none for me, but hopefully next weekend.
Very good. Just to wrap things up, you both made the point about how you sort of stumbled into it in a way. If you're a young woman, young man, and you're thinking about getting into this, what's maybe the one bit of advice you'd give over and above just sign up? What's, I guess, step number one of getting into this? You sort of talked about Eden jumping in off the deep end, but what's the one thing you would think, if you're going to do this, I would make sure that this is a part of my prep?
I'd say there's a lot of external noise. So just realising why you want to do it. And in 5 years' time, I would like to thank myself for signing up and just doing it. So kind of thinking about your future self in a way and where you want to be and just following that path, because there is a lot of external noise. It's not easy. And the fact that we're the first two in 2025, it's obviously been a challenge, but we've been keeping at it. So just thinking about yourself in the future and what it means by signing up today.
Yeah, I think just a bit of, you know, self-belief. I remember, like, looking at the sort of form to sign up for Sandful and thinking, you know, I could never do that, like that, you know, I wouldn't be good enough to do that. And then it's just, you know, you're backing yourself. You know, I had to think, you know, I love footy. I do know things about footy. And, you know, if I prepare and do all the right things, you know, there's no reason why I can't do what all these other people are doing in commentary. So I think it's just getting past a little bit of that, self-doubt or like imposter syndrome quite thing, feeling like, you know, oh, should I be here or not? But just, just backing yourself and your knowledge especially.
The pair of you, I'm tremendously impressed. I wish you all the very best with your future. I do hope that we never have to do another podcast on women doing play-by-play footy commentary, because it just becomes a normal part of life. I'm looking forward to seeing you progress. It's Showdown 57 this weekend, and I'm looking forward, I reckon, to, let's say, around about Showdown 77, when it's Northcott and Abbott, the commentary team, leading it out. Wouldn't that be something really special?
Let's do it. Let's be flying.
Aim high.
I love that.
Thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate the chat.
That's awesome. You. Thanks so much, Ben. This was so fun.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's a wrap on another episode of Hooked on Sport. A special thanks to our guests Eden Abbott and Beck Northcott. Quick reminder to follow us and leave a review if you enjoy what you hear. Your support helps Hooked on Sport reach even more sports-minded people just like you. I'm Wallace Long, and we look forward to your company next week on Hooked on Sport.